WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. You may have lived in the Twin Cities long enough to know there were at one time three Albertsons grocery stores in College Station. The city's economic development director, Natalie Ruiz, reported during a recently produced city podcast about future uses of the vacant buildings. She says it might be 8 years before the former Albertsons at University and Taro is developed due to HEB getting the lease when it acquired Albertsons assets.
The owner of that building is collecting those rent payments from HEB regularly. So just thinking it from a property owner standpoint, before you let HEB out of that lease, if someone else wanted to sublease it, who's going to be a stronger financially capable company than HEB? We've worked several different ideas and retailers there, but no one's been able to beat the deal that HEB has there currently.
The owner of the former Albertsons near Northgate has started a think tank about the future use of that property.
We need to see more neighborhood type uses, your grocery stores, your dry cleaners. I'd also like to see some more entertainment venues that may not necessarily be in a small bar area, but maybe more of an open outdoor type beer garden.
The only active development is the former Albertsons next to Walmart, where part of the building has been turned into a soon to open trampoline park. For those who follow College Station city government, it's probably not a surprise that there will be consideration of an increase in the property tax rate.
We're looking at another tax increase in College Station.
Most likely. I would be lying if I said no.
Mayor Carl Mooney on our show says the reasons include replacing a police department headquarters he says is so inadequate and increased pay in CSPD.
College Station is known as a great training ground for police officers, and a lot of them come here, they get their training, and they go to other more, what they believe will be more lucrative positions or positions in larger cities so they have chance to grow in their own careers.
The city council was told last month that there are $206 million in projects in the next 5 years that are not funded. 2 months ago, WTAW News reported the Bryan School Board was discussing behind closed doors something about the public announcement system at Kemp Carver Elementary School. At the time, no district officials would explain if it was about the content of any announcements or if it had something to do with the public address system. It turns out to be the latter.
You know, we've been having issues with the PA system at Kemp Carver for a number of years.
Details were revealed by the district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, when the board met 2 weeks ago.
Collier Construction, a company out of Brenham, have been working with me for about the past 3 or 4 weeks, and thanks to some diligent work with Harry, they have stepped up to the plate, and they are going to completely replace that system.
Windsor referred to the work of school district attorney Harry Wright Jr. and the willingness of the construction company to replace the PA system at no charge to the district. The federal government agency associated with school lunch funding is now giving its opinion to school districts about dealing with unpaid accounts.
It is amid a wave of outrage over practices that single out children by taking food out of their hands or stamping them with a payment reminder. The U.S. Agriculture Department is requiring districts to adopt policies this month for addressing meal debts and to inform parents at the start of the academic year. The agency isn't specifically barring shaming tactics, but it is encouraging schools to work more closely with parents to address delinquent accounts. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Holiday weekend criminal activity included 10 reports of criminal mischief in Bryan on Monday. 8 of the 10 incidents were mailboxes that were knocked over on Oaklawn Street, which is north of the Northgate District. There was also a window smashed at a business on South Texas and a window broken in a car parked in the Rudder's Landing Shopping Center in West Bryan. No arrests have been made from a robbery from last Friday at a College Station apartment complex. Two black men got away with a gun after one of the suspects punched the victim in the face. Police report they were able to locate and return the weapon to the victim, who said he was selling the firearm to the unknown suspects. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has raised more than $500,000 to pay for who is defending him on a criminal securities fraud charges. Financial statements released yesterday shows donations from Texas, Arizona, Arkansas, and Virginia. Texas donors include the brother of a state senator and a city councilman in Paxton's hometown of McKinney. Paxton, who has pleaded not guilty to misleading investors, is prohibited from using taxpayer dollars or campaign contributions to pay for his personal legal defense. Earlier this year, the trial was moved to Houston and a new judge was appointed. No trial date has been set. And for a decade, we've been able to watch online video from the Texas Supreme Court. Soon, we'll be able to watch online arguments from the state's highest criminal court, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. The Austin American-Statesman reports the details are still being worked out for live viewing. The cameras that are being installed will initially allow viewing of archived videos. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 77 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news around 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
All right, got your hot weather now, and the folks at Intercon here to help you out to try to, well, block out some of that sun from coming into your home or a building that you have that you just gets too stifling in there because of the heat that we get this time of year. Those solar screens can be a blockage anywhere from 10% to 90%. If you care about what the outside of it looks like rather than just the function of it, they have a lot of different choices there as well. They have the grids, so they look like window panels. But most importantly, they block the sun out, so it helps to lower the temperature inside. That can save on your utility bills, just like the windows that you get from Intercon can help you save on your utility bills, too, with their energy efficiency. These are the experts when it comes to your windows at Intercon, and they're a local company. Most importantly, though, in addition to being local, is that there's never any high-pressure tactics from Intercon. They just don't work that way. They've built a successful business with tons of satisfied customers all over the Brazos Valley. Give them a call at 823-3639. Let them come out and kind of evaluate the situation. They'll give you an estimate, then you make the decision. Intercon, 823-3639.
Celebrate your independence with Allen Honda all month long. Get freedom from those high prices with our super low payments. Get room for everyone in the 2017 Odyssey for $9.30 per day. Or start an adventure in the award-winning HRV or the unmatched Accord for $6.30 per day. Let us show you what it is to have this type of independence for less than $10 a day. Come experience the new Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
It's the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce third annual Founders Night, sponsored by McLean Intelligent Solution. This fun mix-and-mingle evening celebrates the establishment of our twin cities, Bryan and College Station. It's July 13th at the LaSalle Hotel in downtown Bryan from 6 to 9. Interact with past, present, and future leadership of our community and enjoy live music, door prizes, and refreshments. Founders Night is open to the public, and for a $50 ticket, you're supporting the Chamber's leadership and youth programs. Visit bcschamber.com.
Good morning, 813, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got a little weather for you, and it's sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years in addition to fixing slabs. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partial sun shaping up for today. Temperatures, they're going to climb up to about 95 degrees this afternoon. There could be a brief shower, thunderstorm, in a few isolated communities this evening. Otherwise, it's just clear to partly cloudy tonight, about 75. Sun tomorrow, there's the chance for a shower or storm, we're near 95. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine Saturday, it's going to be a little bit warmer, highs 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So Spam turned 80 this week.
Happy birthday, Spam.
Yeah, yesterday. We can celebrate from a distance if we want to. Introduced July 5th, 1937, the name Spam chosen in the 1930s when the product, whose original name was far less memorable, Hormel Spiced Ham. That's what they used to call it. So they just changed it. They were losing their market share, so they decided to change the name. They stated the original meaning of the name Spam was shoulder of pork and ham. Okay, S-P and then the A-M from ham. According to a writer, however, who did the cookbook, Spam Cookbook, the name was suggested by Kenneth Dungyo, who was an actor and brother of the Hormel vice president. At one time, the official explanation was that it may have been that name that was the symbolic abbreviation of spiced ham, but now Hormel says, nope, Spam is just Spam. That's all it is. Classic ingredient for Spam would be your chopped pork shoulder meat. With salt, water, sugar, and sodium nitrite.
All the salts.
You know it. The Spam.
And sugar. Why do you need sugar?
Yeah, of course. The Spam Museum is located in Austin, Minnesota.
Okay.
In the United States, the residents of the state of Hawaii and the territories of Guam and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands consume the most Spam per capita. On average, each person in Guam consumes 16 tins of Spam each and every year.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I got I meant to go back and look before I did this, but I got a picture from Chase Murphy about 3 weeks ago. He was in some grocery-torium, and it had all the different kinds of Spam. It was like a forest of Spam.
Ooh, like a whole Spam section.
Well, there's Spam with cheddar cheese in it. There's Spam with jalapenos in it. I mean,
if you like it spicy.
Spam garlic, Spam teriyaki, Spam chorizo.
Okay.
Spam
sure.
Portuguese
so much Spam,
sausage.
I don't know what to do with it all.
Could you imagine, Chelsea, Spam in space, your two favorite things.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, Spam is sold in 99% of U.S. American grocery stores.
And, of course, it came to notoriety in WW2 when we were beating the British.
Sure. Yep. Because the guys had it over there because it would last forever.
Yeah.
Even when the cans open. And and what's better than that gelatinous stuff around
Pretty sure it? You shouldn't trust it.
Yeah, anyway, so that's the... And I agree. I don't think I even had one of the little Spam bites I got for y'all last year.
I think
year.
I had like a little nibble.
Yeah, I think I did too. By the way, it's got 57% of your daily value in sodium.
Oh, good. So you get all the sodium you need there.
So all your sodiums, you can stack up on those.
Now, understand that a lot of people eat that because that's the only thing they could afford. I got it.
Yeah.
What is the cost of a kit? See if you can Google what the cost of this stuff.
About like a can of Spam?
Yeah, like a can of Spam now. Hello?
Yeah, nothing better than a fried Spam sandwich on fresh white bread.
There you go. All right.
$1.98.
Is that right? Is it $2 a can? Wow.
For
wow.
a 7-ounce can.
Okay. All right. That's...
Sounds like sure. we're going shopping after this.
You bet.
By the way, Spamorama held in Austin, Texas.
Texas?
It says Spamorama was a longtime annual festival and competitive cook-off held in Austin, Texas from 1976 to 2007.
Okay.
And it took place on the weekend close to April Fool's Day in Waterloo Park.
Okay. That's the other Austin.
The other Austin.
Austin, Minnesota, where Spam's Museum is.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So earlier today, we did What You Daydream About. Now, we apparently find out that we also spend 4 years of our lives escaping from reality. Okay. New study has found that here, and I'm sure at this point, you think about that old vacation you'd like to take.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine a 4-year vacation?
4 years?
I mean, well, again, we spend 4 years of our lives escaping from reality. Yeah. Because according to the study, the average American will spend that time, as we try to do that, breaks down to about 13 hours a week. Here's how we break it down. Number 8 is researching or thinking about vacations, 44 minutes. Meditating or doing yoga, 51 minutes. Exploring new places, even if it's just online, 56 minutes. Playing video games, an hour and 29 minutes. Reading, maybe this is true. It says reading an hour and 35 minutes. I want to think
a
about
week?
Yeah, okay. I want to think about sitting down and reading. You
it's
know,
like but, the reading rainbow.
Okay,
I can go anywhere.
Listen to y'all. Walking and exercising an hour and 58 minutes a week. Watching TV or movies, 2 hours and 37 minutes a week?
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
Okay.
2 hours and 31 minutes
that's
a week?
That's not right.
Are they polling Americans?
New York Post.
Yeah, I think it'd be way more.
The study also said we're more likely to daydream about being somewhere at 1:56 p.m. on Mondays.
Sounds about right.
I don't know.
But
right
after lunch.
The 2.5 hours, like, don't catch me on a weekend when I don't have anything going on and Netflix has just released a new series.
Okay.
I'm binge
so
watching.
Every weekend?
I am completely, well, yeah. sometimes.
Well, but
yeah,
they don't have
much.
A new series coming out every weekend, do they?
No, not every weekend, yeah. But they got quite a few.
All right. Myths about beer? Want to do myths about
Ooh,
beer?
Yeah.
There we go, because you might want to know. All right. First of all, if you let beer get hot and get cold again, it'll get skunked. That's not true.
Oh, okay.
Most likely an issue of terminology. Beers can taste a little more stale if you do that. But skunking beer, specifically what happens when the beer is exposed to too much light for too long.
Too
Correct.
Much light.
Yeah. Which okay. is why cans are better than bottles.
That's exactly right. Beer, now, okay, it's subjective, okay? But beer actually stays fresher in cans because of that. Because from the light and the oxygen are sealed in better in the can than they would be in the bottle.
And, of course, before they started making the dark-colored bottles, they had just regular-colored bottles.
Did.
And the beer, yeah, would ruin
because Miller
the light
High Life.
Could get to it. Yep.
Miller High Life. I mean, they still do the clear glass
Champagne
bottles.
Champagne of beers.
You know it. Dark beers are stronger. But the truth is they can be stronger.
Okay.
Not always.
Mm-hmm.
The color actually may have more to do with the doesn't have much to do with the alcohol content, but it's the grains that you use in the darker beer that roast longer that cause you to
That's the
that.
Same with coffee. Darker okay. coffee
yes.
isn't
yeah.
stronger
That's
than
true.
Lighter
because
coffee.
Medium
you can,
roast does
You
it.
Can actually make a porter for a beer, which tastes a lot like coffee, but you can make a light-colored one.
Oh, okay.
That
oh.
looks almost like an ale.
You
Nifty.
Do that?
No, but right. apparently I did the beer class at Blackwater Draw.
Oh, cool.
Times. Oh, I see.
And
I
Chris and
you.
Chris are always very enlightening, so
sure,
I feel
sure.
like I know so
and
much about beer now.
I understand. Well, and, you know, look, they want you to know about their product, right? Which
yep.
makes sense. And I think Patrick used to make beer, and
he
may
yep,
still do
yep.
that. Yep.
And prison wine.
Beer is best if it's ice cold. The perfect temperature is actually somewhere between 40 and 44 degrees for most beer. Any beer that's colder than that, you really can't taste it. Some of the heavier beers taste better when they're around 55 degrees.
I've heard about that over in Europe. You know where England is?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
That,
over there?
That
over
they
there.
That yeah. they usually drink it more at like room temp.
Yeah, I don't know that I won't do that.
Maybe not kind room of temp, cold. But yeah. not ice cold.
Yeah, they'll keep it like down in the...
The cellars?
Yeah, in the cellars and the dungeons down there
they,
and the
well,
castles.
Well, yeah.
The
koozies? They got koozies over there? Koozies may not be big
koozies?
Over there. Yeah. Myth number four, lagers and pilsners are the same thing. Not quite. A pilsner is actually a type of lager.
Oh.
It's a light beer, but lagers also can be dark or malty and very strong.
Okay.
Do you know the story behind Indian Pale Ales?
Tell me.
Okay, so really quickly, because I don't want to completely ramrod the show. So whenever British soldiers were in India,
yeah.
they would ship beer from England, which is in Europe, to India, which is in Asia.
yeah.
And whenever they would send it, by the time that it got to India, yeah. it was terrible beer. It tasted nasty.
All right.
So they actually jumped up the hops. They spiced up the hops in it. And sent it to India, and whenever it got there, they were supposed to wait. But instead of waiting, they just went ahead and opened it, and they drank it.
They were thirsty.
And they started to like it. So whenever they came back to England, they said, hey, we want some of that stuff y'all were sending down there, and nobody was making it, so then they had to start making it, and thus Indian Pale Ale or
IPA. I like a good IPA.
Say, there you go. All right, grab a call. Hey.
Hey, I
want
to tell you something about cooling beer y'all were talking about yesterday.
All right.
It takes like 10.5 minutes with just the ice, and like you said, it'll have 5.5 minutes with ice and water and salt. But you can cool a beer at a drinking temperature in 12 seconds.
How?
With a fire extinguisher.
He sounds like he's probably been making moonshine since he was young, too. So.
12 seconds. Line those beers up right there. Just shoot it, and you're good.
Shoot
right?
it, and you're good.
It's not how fast you mow. It's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding mowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Printer today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Printer can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cpptractor.com for details. Offer ends June 30th, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Running Acoustics. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Runners are highly prone to injuries resulting from shock waves that travel through the body when their feet strike the ground. Acoustician Delphine Chedufaux of the Institute of Movement Sciences at Aix-Marseille University in France studies the biomechanics of running with technology previously used to study the interaction between musicians and their instruments. Her team measures the acoustical vibrations produced by running. She presented the preliminary findings at the Acoustic 17 meeting in Boston.
We observe that the energy propagating in the lower limb is quite higher when we are running barefoot than when we're running wearing shoes, but just up to the knee.
The research could help efforts to reduce sports injuries in the future. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Your HVAC unit is likely to be your home's main energy consumer. Change your air filters monthly to keep it running efficiently. Dirty filters can force the unit to work harder to keep your home warm or cool, causing the system to age faster.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The arts and crafts chain Hobby Lobby will pay $3 million to settle a federal case over smuggled Iraqi antiquities it bought to demonstrate its passion for the Bible. The Oklahoma-based retailer also agreed to forfeit thousands of clay artifacts it bought in 2010, an acquisition that prosecutors say was fraught with red flags the company didn't heed. In a statement, Hobby Lobby president Steve Green acknowledged regrettable mistakes that he chalked up to inexperience. Shares of auto parts retailers took deep dives after O'Reilly Automotive sales warning and Volvo's plan to phase out conventional combustion engines cast a pall over the sector. O'Reilly stock skidded 19% yesterday, suffering the biggest one-day price and percentage decline since it went public in April of 1993. Volume was nine times its full-day average. The company says quarterly sales rose 1.7%, which was well short of expectations. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Sales of all consumer electronics run in cycles, and July happens to be TV buying season. I'm Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The first thing to know about buying any new TV is that they're always on sale. In reality, this means they're never on sale, But with that said, July happens to be a slightly better time to buy because TV manufacturers introduce all their new models just after the new year. Come July, stores are literally desperate to move the old sets out and get ready for whatever they'll be selling for the holidays. So if you're buying, here are some insider tips. OLED screens produce the best picture, period. They're also the most expensive. Shop in stores with many makes and sizes on display. Compare each one. 4K screens are nice, but remember, 4K programs are rare. Finally, for larger screens, external speakers will always enhance the viewing experience. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. When you order takeout, you're already starving. You find what you want, but after the tax, delivery fee, and tip, the cost of your meal doubles, and you still have to wait another 45 minutes for your food to arrive, so you just end up snacking. With HelloFresh, you can prepare and eat a home-cooked meal for less than $10 a plate, long before any overpriced takeout would arrive. Just go to HelloFresh.com, pick out the recipes you want, and they're delivered directly to your doorstep every week in a special insulated box, along with easy-to-follow step-by-step instructions and full-color pictures. Each HelloFresh box includes fresh, seasonal ingredients that are perfectly portioned. No more wondering if you have the right amount, and no waste. Just delicious meals that you can make in 30 minutes or less. And for a limited time, you can get $20 off your first box when you go to HelloFresh.com/Kim. Plus, get free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Approaching 6 years ago, Papado's Restaurants announced coming to College Station. The city's economic development director, Natalie Ruiz, says that's still the number one question she's asked. And the answer is still yes.
When they planned to break ground at this location, it was during the time when all the plans were in the works for the Super Bowl in Houston. So our project got bumped because they decided to build another location in time for the Super Bowl in downtown Houston. And it's just getting us back on the list of priorities in competing with other locations in Houston and Dallas and throughout the country.
Ruiz, speaking on a College Station City podcast, says land is being sold at the southeast corner of the freeway and William D. Fitch, where there have been rumors of another target.
We've asked them who the big anchor tenant will be, and they haven't told us that yet. They said they can't release that. But with someone buying that large of a piece of property, something is going in there. They're not just buying it to hold it.
Ruiz says the new owner of Gander Mountain is negotiating a new lease to remain next to the old Academy store, which she says there is interest in leasing the recently vacated building. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney has been racking up the miles driving to and from Austin, visiting state officials as recently as last Friday.
We can't bank on what it is that we will get from the state because right now the governor has made it very clear that he thinks the state should dictate to local governments about what they can and cannot do.
On our show, Mooney says Governor Abbott wants to take away home rule authority from College Station and treat the city like a small town.
In essence, it means that we cannot determine what our own ordinances are if the governor had his way.
Mooney says it will be interesting to see how voters respond should Abbott run for re-election next year, which it appears that's going to happen based on Abbott's fundraising.
Back in January, Governor Abbott had a $34 million war chest. Rice University political science chair Mark Jones believes the latest campaign reports could put it at around $50 million.
He has no clear rival, either in the Republican Party or in the Democratic Party, and one way to keep it that way is by raising copious amounts of money.
Abbott is also far and away the most well-liked politician, according to the head of the University of Texas Politics Project, Jim Hansen.
Abbott has an 83% job approval rating among Republicans, including a 90% approval rating among Tea Party loyalists.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
When students and staff return to Kemp Carver Elementary School in Bryan, there should be no more problems with the building's public address system. Bryan ISD's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, reported at the school board's June 19th meeting that an agreement was worked out with Collier Construction of Brenham.
They have stepped up to the plate, and they are going to completely replace that system for us at no charge to the district. And I think they should be applauded. It's been seven or eight years since that school was built, and I think it shows they're really stand-up company to do that.
The board had discussed during the spring behind closed doors what was described in meeting agendas as legal issues pertaining to Kemp Carver's public announcement system. The district's lawyer would not disclose if that had anything to do with the content of announcements or the equipment. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 79 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Bluebell ice cream is a spoonful of smiles, a bowl full of celebration, and two scoops of down-home optimism. It's a birthday party's grand finale, a first date's icebreaker, and a second trimester's persistent craving. Bluebell is a soft landing from a hard day. A team celebrating a win or erasing a loss. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. Like our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Slavonic Smokehouse and Snook and all Walgreens drugstores.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our three College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to bluebaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at bluebaker.com.
Hey, hey, Chelsea Reber here for the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's take a look at your weather, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
Typical July weather in the forecast with high pressure in control over the next several days. We'll be looking at sunshine, some passing clouds, and a high of 95 today. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, maybe an isolated thunderstorm in a few spots due to a trough of low pressure to our northwest, 75. Partial sun tomorrow, maybe a storm late today, 95. We'll have sunny weather on Saturday, and it should be rather warm. Highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And it's Thursday, so let's turn our attention to Aggieland Humane Society. Leah White is here today. Leah, welcome in.
Good morning.
What do we have going on today with Aggieland Humane?
Well, we are, we had a lot of folks ask us yesterday, has it gotten crazy with intake with the 4th of July? And what I kept saying is, well, they're still hunkered down. They're still going, oh my God, the world was ending yesterday. I'm just going to stay here and stay safe. And now they're probably going, okay. All my feet are here. I'm good.
I haven't heard any loud yeah. explosions yet.
Exactly. So your dogs and cats that may have gone missing during the 4th of July fireworks, they may now be venturing out and going, okay, I'm kind of hungry. I'm kind of thirsty. So right now is a critical time for you to get out looking for your pet if it's still missing. There's great resources. Brazos Lost and Found Pets is a Facebook page that is all volunteer run that does an amazing job networking all the lost pets in Bryan, College Station, and even surrounding areas. So any of your local counties outside of Brazos, and really trying to match animals. And I don't know how they do it. I mean, they'll remember a dog from weeks ago that was posted somewhere else, and suddenly something else is on a rehoming site, and they're like, wait a minute, I think that's a match there. So they do a great job. And so we can't stress that enough. That's a great place to post your lost pet. You know, even if you sighted a pet, you're going, you know, down a road, you see a pet, even if you're not picking it up, just let them know, hey, I sighted a black lab, you know, whatever, it might have had a collar or something. That might be the one little piece of information that that owner needed to be like, I'm pretty sure that's my dog, or it could be, let me go check in that area, especially because of the fireworks get dogs and cats so disoriented. Mm-hmm. And this time of year, again, I talked about disoriented. So put your litter box for your cat outside so that they have, like, they might get a whiff of their own
just
litter box.
Smell.
I know,
yeah,
they're kind of,
yeah,
you're going, what? Or some of your, maybe some of your dirty clothes. I know that all sounds kind of crazy, but it's going to increase your scent, mm-hmm, your scent pool essentially outside.
Yeah. Well, so the wind can take it.
Exactly.
You know?
And your pet's like, oh, wait, my human lives that way. And they might head back home. Mm-hmm. So if you find a pet, it is so important. Get it scanned for a microchip. It doesn't hurt to have it scanned multiple times. Every person that scans has a slightly different technique, and we've seen microchips migrate to the armpits and stuff like that, so it's really important to make sure you get a really good scan on that animal. And over the course of the time a pet is with us, it gets scanned at minimum 4 times.
Oh, wow.
So
okay,
we're making sure that there's no microchip and we're not missing anything on that. So we can't stress that enough, and we want you to call each of the shelters. We have lost and found reports. Best option, come in on your own. We recommend checking both shelters every other day for your lost pet, and check our website as well. So if you can't make it in, we do put our animals that are on stray hold on our website, and you can check and see if it kind of looks like yours, even if we don't have a picture up. We try to get them up pretty timely, but occasionally we get one just the way it gets crazy at the shelter and we don't get that photo up. So check that out. And if you are going, well, I don't have a pet, so that's all great and fine and dandy, and you're thinking about a cat, July has brought us free Feline Fridays. So we had half price cat and kitten adoptions for the month of June, 91 adoptions.
Wow.
Yes. So
wow,
that was all over double, I believe, of what we did last year for free Feline Friday.
Yeah.
So amazing. And compared to May, it was like 4 times as many. But May was a little slow for us. The kittens weren't quite coming back. And I know you're going, oh, 91 adoptions for cats. I mean, that's just cats,
yeah,
in the month of June. And so you're going, well, you might not have any more. Oh, no, 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 we do.
There's always cats.
There's plenty. There's plenty more. 'Cause when we had somewhere in the neighborhood of about 100 cats at any given time in foster care. So they have to come back continually.
Right.
So they're still, as they come back, we put more out into foster. So we still have plenty coming in. No worries there at all.
And on a personal note, mm-hmm, there's a lot of, I'm moving this month, and mm-hmm, I know a lot of people, especially in July, renters and people who are moving into new, you know, apartments or whatever kind of housing. How do you change the address on your animal's microchip?
Oh, that's a great question, because we had one to our Facebook message actually yesterday. We call or email our info email address, which is info@aggielandhumane.org. If you have that microchip number, say, this is my microchip number. You know, if you have your previous address, that'll help us make sure we get the correct one.
Right.
This is my new address. Now, that'll change it locally here in this database.
Okay.
Generally, then you have to contact the microchip company, 24-Hour Pet Watch, Home Again, Avid, whatever it is. There's a bunch of chips out there. And if you're not sure what kind of chip you have, send that information to us. Even the number, sometimes we can tell from the number sequencing.
Okay.
And the way the letters are in the number, if it's what type of chip it is. Bottom line is, you can also come into the shelter, we'll scan it, and a lot of times our scanner will tell us, oh, that's a such and such type of chip, and then the number. So we have a couple other ways to look it up through some systems we have that'll tell us this is most likely whatever type of chip. So, and we can help you, direct you in whatever is needed to getting that information updated.
All right, great. What's the website?
AggielandHumane.org.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce third annual Founders Night, sponsored by McLean Intelligent Solution. This fun mix-and-mingle evening celebrates the establishment of our Twin Cities, Bryan and College Station. It's July 13th at the LaSalle Hotel in downtown Bryan from 6 to 9. Interact with past, present, and future leadership of our community and enjoy live music, door prizes, and refreshments. Founders Night is open to the public, and for a $50 ticket, you're supporting the Chamber's leadership and youth programs. Visit bcschamber.com.
Chelsea Reber here for News Talk 1620 WTAW. This is the Infomaniacs, and now Mr. Bill Oliver has come in. It is time to talk the city of Bryan. Mr. Oliver,
Ms.
thanks
Reber.
For coming in. Go ahead and introduce
haven't been
your
addressed
guest.
That. Yeah. I haven't been addressed as a mister since I was a student teacher. So, Bernie Akers here from the city of Bryan, the city's chief technology
information
officer. What's the difference between information and technology?
Information is a broader definition. Technology, you're solely focused just on technology. Information, you're dealing with the entire process, the communication, the data that we store across the system.
So you're going to be the person who protects the city of Bryan voters this November from Russian hackers.
Well, that would be one of our goals, but that's a little bit broader than you might think.
Well, and funny, I guess I should mention that because you came prepared with some details about some of the things that you do and what you have titled in here, Defense in Depth.
So I'd like to start with this. That's part of what we're doing. 4 years ago, we started the Cybersecurity Awareness Program. I implemented that in 2013. And basically what I do is I challenge all City of Bryan employees, including the city council and the mayor himself, to not be the weakest link. You do not want to be the weakest link. If you remember a commercial back in, I think it was the 80s or 90s, where some lady in a cubicle clicked on a pink slip virus, and next thing you know, it looked like whack-a-mole. Everybody's standing up in their cubicles because the virus spread to everybody's computers. Well, that's one of the things we're trying to prevent. And our cybersecurity awareness program is really focused on if you're safer at home, you're going to be safer at work. And so I send out a monthly email informing people of pertinent topics that are going on in the world. And I put them in a humorous way so that they can take them home and laugh or roll their eyes. Oh, there's another email from Bernie. We do a periodic unannounced internal phishing campaign. So basically, I have some very talented staff. I've been in this career path for 35 years, and this is by far the best staff I've ever had the opportunity to work with. So I have some guys that can create phishing campaigns themselves, and we send these phishing campaigns out to the end users. And hopefully the end users are applying all the techniques that we're giving them every month in their annual training, and they're not clicking on links, and they're not doing things that they're not supposed to be doing.
But unfortunately, I'm sure that happens once in a while.
Well, that's a really good question and comment. 4 years ago when we started the campaign, 18% of the employees clicked on nefarious links and files and attachments, you name it. Our last round of campaigning, we had 1.4%. So through 4 years of continual immersion in this awareness has, to me, been effective.
So if somebody stumbles upon that and unfortunately hits it, is that just they get a response like you're busted or something like that?
It pops up with oops in a screen that says you've just been tested and you failed or whatever. But it's not punitive in nature. It's just awareness. And we do know who that person is that did click on the link, and we provide some additional training if they need it. One of the other things we do, and this did not receive very good, it was not received very well by my peer group and some of the employees, we planted USBs around the city, and we also mailed CDs to different people around the city to see what they would do with them. And nobody inserted the CDs and installed the software, which was really excellent. Some did insert the USBs, but I got a lot of pushback that we were kind of being covert. However, even today, people say, I'm not touching that USB. You don't know if that's one of the ones that Bernie left behind or something like that. So it worked.
Well, it's general advice to all of us not to open something or to insert something that we don't know what the source of it is.
The funny thing is just recently I had my truck was attempted to be burglarized here at my house. A Bryan police officer came over, and I gave him the audio video from the cameras on a USB, and he looked at me like, oh, geez. But it sticks. Another thing I wanted to talk about, as you mentioned earlier, was defense in depth. We do a lot of things behind the scenes that most people don't even think about, which is great. That's why we're here. We have an email filter that processes about 300,000 emails every month. Of those 300,000 emails, about 40% of those are nefarious, and they do get blocked. We check for spoofed addresses before they're even delivered to the end users. And it allows the end users to manage their own emails via a portal and say, okay, this one wasn't a phishing attack. I do want this one. And we also geo-block based on IP address. So some countries we don't even allow to send email to us.
Like you do a Trump travel ban too?
That was the first layer, email filtering. The second layer was external intrusion protection system. Basically, it protects us from hackers trying to get into our network. The third level is we have an advanced firewall with another intrusion prevention system. Then we have our antivirus. So those are four layers.
The fifth, even before you get to the antivirus,
Before you even get there, very good. Then the last layer we have is we have the antivirus and then the regular security patches. I don't know if you recall the WannaCry and the Petya and the non-Petya viruses came out here not too long ago. They were focused and they were attacking different organizations, industrial organizations mainly. We were way ahead of that. We had already installed the patches 3 months prior. So basically, if you stay on top of the security patches, you should be okay. But we're very much aware of and looking downstream.
Well, really, you go back around full circle. You do all the protection in advance, but still only takes opening that wrong email or inserting that wrong device.
You don't want to be the weakest link.
Yeah.
Last month alone, we blocked 115,000 intrusion attacks.
Well, in addition to all the protection stuff, let's wrap up with some of the other things that you do.
This past spring, I created what I think is the most important position we have, and that's the Chief Information Security Officer position. This person and his staff is focused primarily on cyber compliance, updating and rewriting the IT policies, auditing. This comes HIPAA. This is credit card compliance. This is federal compliance for the electric industry. A lot of things going on. And another thing, this is one of the things I'm most excited about. This is new and upcoming. We're going to get four members of the IT staff certified in flying drones for public safety purposes. We work hand in hand with the police, with the fire department. We're starting to work more and more with the police department in different aspects of crime investigation, wrecks, things like that. We also the mobile command post. I'm sure you've seen the mobile command post. Heavily laden with technology, and we perform all that in there. We also do the geo mapping for public safety. So,
and from the general consumer standpoint, it kind of all begins at briantx.gov.
It does, and we're there to save the taxpayers' dollars. That's our primary objective, and to protect our network.
So you'll be the main contact person if somebody has a suggestion about how to better navigate through the city website and so forth.
Well, that would be Mary Lynn, the city secretary's office. They manage the front end of the website. We manage the back end.
So you take the suggestions that Mary Lynn gets and try to translate that.
Yes.
All right, very good. Bernie Akers, City of Bryan, with us this morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
The inventory is huge. The deals are amazing. The time is now.
You only have 3 days to get the used car deal of a lifetime. It's the Repo Joe Sale.
The Repo Joe Sale at Atkinson Toyota has all the used car bargains you're looking for. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 used vehicles, trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Pay just $27 down, then make the payments posted on the windshield. Some just $89 a month.
Stock number 171651B, 2010 Nissan Sentra. Selling price $52.99. 72 months at 2.99% APR. $27 down, plus tax, title, and license with proof credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our pay-
payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot. The most popular makes, the most popular models. It's the best Repo Joe sale ever.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Subject to prior sale.
Take a ride to Messinahoff Winery and Resort. Tucked away in Bryan, Messinahoff is the original Aggie-owned winery and has been creating award-winning wine since 1977. From the bottle or on tap, at the wine bar, you can taste our wines one glass at a time, including our exclusive Aggie Network wines, which pair perfectly with any celebration. Extend your wine tasting journey by dining at the Vintage House restaurant or book a stay at our Four Diamond Villa bed and breakfast. For more information, visit www.messinahoff.com.
Chelsea Reber in studio, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Wait.
This is so weird to be able to see somebody who can see over the top of the control board in here.
And I'm sitting down
a stool. That's pretty impressive.
I can still see over it.
I know. Gosh, that's very exciting.
Hey, I would do your whole like little intro and bit and stuff, but I don't know
where it is.
No, he text messages me yesterday while I'm out and about running errands and says, hey, do you mind sitting in for the last 30 minutes? And I said, well, are you going to tell me what to do? Or just, I'll just wing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just wing it.
That's good enough. Yep.
Zach, are you still there?
Are you here around?
I am just
enjoying this.
I'm really sorry, Zach, the way you've been treated today. Reber's been kind of on a roll. We've had that Reber
rage
thing.
He came in here and he said that I've been mean to you all day.
Well, I'm glad that the big boss man finally is taking my side in this.
Oh, no. I'm not going to do anything about it.
I was
observing the fact.
Well, I'm just glad that we're now on air so everybody can hear exactly how she treats me, even off air.
She does that.
I speak to you on air.
She kicks sand in my face. She throws things at me throughout the day. It's terrible.
It's a sad turn of events, but that's okay.
I would say Zach has tough skin, but have you seen him lately?
He does. No, I don't.
He has a fairly feminine glow about him.
Starting to blister.
I'm sorry. Oh, so did you? I mean, you know, Chelsea was tubing. Did you do anything particular or did you just kind of go out to that East Texas sunshine?
Well, I stuck around town because I was filling in this week, and so went to the pool with some friends and had some libations, and may have lost track of time.
lost track of time and sunscreen.
Yes. So, but other than that, it was a pretty good fourth. What did you do?
Me?
Yeah.
You don't want to know because I'll make you feel very inferior. I worked.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday.
Our fearless leader.
Yeah. And then Sunday. Sunday was international try to keep all the transmitters on the air day at Bryan Broadcasting. And so I was able to do that. Then Monday, it was kind of a slow day. But, you know, I came up here. I saw everybody. I was up here till about noon. I got here late, 9. Hung around till noon or so. Just
that was nice of you
because I had nothing else to do. And but then I
did
go to the
fireworks. Did you have on open-toed shoes?
No, I did go to the fireworks show. Did either one of you young people go to the fireworks?
At George Bush?
Oh, it was way too late. I was in bed.
We had to go to sleep.
I did mention how I was driving down 2018 while there were thousands of cars parked out there. It looked like a great turnout.
It was. It was a very good turnout. And someday I've got to ask. Lily said, so, how much do you think this cost? And I said, I don't know, probably, you know, $50,000, $60,000.
In fireworks?
And then I saw I saw this year's finale, and I said, maybe we need to up that
maybe
to
a
closer
little bit
to
more.
80, 90, because it was a pretty spectacular show. It was very spectacular.
And every year they've got to keep adding on. It's not like you can slink backwards.
Yeah. Did Scott leave you any show prep that I have to pay for there? Is there anything good?
You know, there's lots of papers all over the place. But more importantly, I have two more breaks or commercials that I've got to get to. And you
good
know
Lord.
What? They pay.
Move on.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Hoppy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Hoppy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades. On Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
About a minute till Chelsea Reber in studio, WTAW News Talk 1620. All right, Zach, a woman in China, extremely distraught, so distraught that she threatened to jump off a building. Now, what could cause her to become this upset? Well, she had exceeded her monthly smartphone data limit.
Oh, no. I hate when that happens.
She went over her data limit because she'd been watching soap operas on her phone, which ate up the data.
Why wasn't she just watching it on TV?
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't have a TV. You know, smartphones make it portable. It's easy. Maybe she commutes.
What stopped her from taking the plunge? Did somebody offer to
pay
the bill?
She didn't jump. Okay. It does not explain. Let's hope a good Samaritan was around and maybe offered to pay her bill. You know, I'm not sure.
Maybe she was kind of like, hey, this is kind of stupid. Maybe I should get down from here.
Hey, Scott, we'll be back tomorrow. News Talk 1620 W.